From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has ordered deployment of National Guard troops to help the Border Patrol control the U.S.-Mexico border, even as Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned of an uptick in illegal border crossings.
We've recently seen the numbers of illegal border crossings rise from 40-year lows last April back to previous levels.
Mr. Trump criticized what he called weak U.S. immigration laws in allowing authorities to arrest but then release illegal immigrants, and lax border security for ordering the troop deployment.
We will not allow illegal immigration levels to become the norm. More than 1,000 people a day, 300,000 a year, violating our sovereignty as a nation will never be acceptable to this president.
Nielsen outlined potential troop mission objectives.
The Department of Defense, as you know, has long supported the efforts of DHS to protect our nation's borders. This includes ongoing counter-narcotic missions, infrastructure construction, persistent surveillance operations training, and aerial support throughout the Western Hemisphere.
In a tweet Wednesday, Mr. Trump called on Congress to change current U.S. immigration law to better protect the southern border. Tuesday, the president expressed alarm over a caravan of hundreds of would-be Central American asylum seekers making its way to the U.S. In Sierra Leone, opposition candidate Julius Maada Bio appears to have won a narrow victory in a runoff with the ruling party's candidate to succeed President Ernest Bai Koroma.
Bio Julius Maada, Sierra Leone People's Party, received 1,319,406, representing 51.81 valid votes cast.
In Fa'ali Kanta, chairman of the National Electoral Commission, Bio defeated the ruling All People's Congress candidate Samora Kamara, who polled 48%. This is VOA News. Trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies have increased following tit-for-tat tariffs on products from both China and the U.S. But President Donald Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said he expects talks to resolve issues like the trade deficit and the handling of intellectual property.
It's part of the process. I mean, I would take the president seriously on this tariff issue. There are carrots and sticks in life. But he is ultimately a free trader. He said that to me. He said it publicly. So he wants to solve this.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross also says he expects a negotiated deal. China's U.S. Ambassador Sui Tiankai met with a U.S. official at the State Department and afterwards expressed hope of a resolution.
The relationship is comprehensive and complex. There are good things, sometimes there are things not so good. But so far we have always been able to expand the good things and manages the not-so-good thing.
Sui said his side prefers negotiation, but added it takes two to tango. Russia's call for a joint investigation into the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal on British soil was defeated Wednesday during a meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons at The Hague. Russia denies accusations it was behind the March 4 nerve agent attack. Nick Heath is the deputy British ambassador to the Netherlands.
Its attempt to do so is another cynical ploy. It sought, ultimately, to show confusion and frustrate the process.
British officials have determined the nerve agent Novichok was used in the poisoning. It was produced in a Russian laboratory. The Kremlin has been roundly condemned in the West for the attack, and dozens of its diplomats have been expelled. Brazil's Supreme Court appears set to reject former President Luiz Inácio da Silva's effort to avoid a 12-year prison sentence following a corruption conviction. Lula appealed his conviction to the nation's highest court with his political future at stake. Ironically, according to opinion polls, Lula remains among the most popular politicians in the country despite the conviction and other pending trials. He's the front-runner in October's presidential election. Morocco Wednesday said it's considering all options if the UN doesn't take up its accusations that Polisario rebels violated terms of a ceasefire agreement and entered a UN-monitored buffer zone separating the two sides in Western Sahara. The charge comes as the Security Council considers extending the mandate of its peacekeeping mission. Social media platform Facebook Wednesday said personal information of some 90 million users may have been improperly shared with a political consultancy. Founder Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged he, quote, messed up when it came to the data leak involving London-based Cambridge Analytica, but said he has no plans to step down or fire anybody. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.